Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday, and in New York, activists and protesters demanded the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility in the crisis. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Spokesman for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about violations of that agreement. Southeastern Turkish city of Cizre is the scene of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against the Kurdish militants. Some claim up to 25 civilians, both women and children, were killed in the week-long fight. Saudi officials have pledged this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230. It happened at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The head of Saudi Civil Defense Authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. This is VOA News. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem today on the eve of the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Jews revere the site as the Temple Mount and regard it as their holiest site. Muslims call it the Noble Sanctuary and revere it as their third holiest site. Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in the United Nations brokered talks unless Houthi rebels, in accordance with a UN resolution, withdraw from territory the rebels have captured. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for peace talks. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. Nuland also warned that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions, but if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
Nuland spoke in the Ukraine capital to a gathering of Ukrainian foreign political and business dignitaries. U.S. expressing outrage at the jailing of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. The U.S.-trained economist was convicted of inciting violence against the government in an attempt to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. 44-year-old Lopez is the founder of the opposition party Popular Will. President Obama used his weekly address to announce his new college scoreboard aimed at offering insights into the cost and benefits of getting a college degree. The program allows prospective students to find out how much each school's graduates earn and how much debt they will graduate with. The president said it will help students know which schools do the best job for preparing them for careers.
There are colleges dedicated to helping students of all backgrounds learn without saddling them with debt. We should hold everybody to that standard. Our economic future depends on it.
The new system will also present the average earnings of graduates at individual schools using Internal Revenue Service data. Critics have called the system a data dump that leaves students with more questions than with answers. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.